Okay, and that was what we do on Friday, and then we got home Friday about after we cleaned up the area. We got home about three, put up the lights, outdoor Christmas lights, and it was kind of breezy out. I get in. We don't have a lot of lights. We have a ranch style house, so it's just one level. So I get on an 8-foot ladder and put the lights up. My wife helps me, and it took about maybe an hour and a half to put the lights on, and the reeds being put around our exterior garage lights. And like I said, it was pretty breezy that day too. I'm glad to get that done. And then we put the tree up, Christmas tree up yesterday, and then I just got back just when the net began. We just got back from a basketball game over at Kathleen Neville Central. So it was a pretty busy weekend for us. So I'm going to take a break right now. I'm going to toss it back to you and hear what everybody else has to say. And I'll catch you on the 73 round. This is NAUI.
All right, Tom. Yeah, I've seen the pictures you put up on Facebook of that. That looked like quite a group there doing that. I know that you do that every year. Sounds really good, especially since you had wine in there twice. So, you know, a little in the sausage, a little for the group, a little more for the sausage, a little more for the group. Just makes everything go much better. That's for sure. And like I said, yeah, got the lights up, bulk of mine the week before, because I knew it was supposed to be cold this weekend. But usually that's my Thanksgiving task, is Friday and Saturday getting the lights up. For me, it takes a better part of probably 3 to 4 hours to get the bulk of them up, and then usually I come back for the next couple of nights and get the spiral trees up and the wreaths up and the garland around the window and a few other things. So first thing I always try to do is get the ones up around the roof line. I get up on the roof to do the peak, because it's a lot easier doing it from the roof than trying to go up the extension ladder. So I was able to get those done, so I avoided the real cold weather for the majority of it, so that's the good thing. And usually I don't turn them on until December 1st, but since Thanksgiving was so close, I turned them on that night. That way the guests that were here were able to see them before they left on Thanksgiving night, so that's a good thing there. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF. For the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.